First, I'll speak briefly about just a few words about Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. We offer our respect to him with the pranam mantra. Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtiye Vipralambha Rasambodhe Padambujayate Namaha. We offer respects at the lotus feet of Srila Gaura Kishore Das Goswami. Who is Sakshad Vairagya Murti, who is directly the very form of renunciation. He is absorbed, or he's immersed in the ocean of the rasa of Vairagya. Oh, wait a minute, sorry, of separation. Vipralamba Rasambha. Vipralamba. So it's a short pranam mantra, but it summarizes everything about him. He had such a standard of vairagya, non-attachment, that no one can imitate. Even in his presence there were people who tried to imitate him, but it was not possible. What to speak of us today if the power goes off and we don't have the electric fan for 10 minutes, we feel greatly inconvenienced. In those days, to have electric current anywhere was unusual. There certainly wasn't in Mayapur or Vrindavan where he was living. First he lived in, so he was deliberately living a very austere life. In fact, just the way ordinary people lived in those days would nowadays be considered very austere. But he, for instance, he would beg a little rice. And he wouldn't cook it. But he had a skull. And he would soak the rice for a little time in the skull in Ganga water. Do you say dhan? Dhan and chawal in other languages, dhan means it's still got the skin on it. And then when it's husked, skin on. So I'm talking about rice here. Well, I don't know. It just says rice. I'd have to look in the original. But he would soak that in Ganga water, in the skull. And as you may know, Ganga water is, there are particles of mud in that. So he would take that rice with some chili and salt and offer it to Krishna. And that was his diet. So, anyone for prasadam? No rice today. For sadhus, or even for grihasthas who are strictly following Vedic principles, on Ekadashi there's no question of taking even water, what to speak of anything else. You see, everyone's feeling uncomfortable just by talking about it. But that was just normal. That wasn't for a vairagi or a renounced person. That was just normal. So who would like to associate with Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj? Not sure if you'd even allow us to associate with him. Because unless someone was very, very strict in practicing devotional service, he didn't like to have them around him. We wouldn't even be allowed in the Gauriya Math at the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had the same renunciation as Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. But he made some allowances so that people at the neophyte stage could practice devotional service and become advanced. And Srila Prabhupada made more allowances. He said, I'm 80% more lenient than my Guru Maharaj. I don't think we should make it another 80% more lenient, otherwise there'll be nothing left to follow. So, Gaur Kishore was he was sworn to the principle of Vairagya. He had no interest. He was completely against the idea of anything even resembling sense gratification. He was going blind. Blind. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur arranged a balanced diet for him so that he wouldn't go blind. But Gaur Kishore had no interest in following that balanced diet. And he went completely blind. Now this is different to the Yukta Vairagya that the principle that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur incorporated into the Gauriya Math. If in the Gauriya Math Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had made the diet a little rice soaked in Ganga water in a skull, then there would have been no Gauriya Math. No. So Gaurakishore, he practiced just Vairagya. And never mind the consequences. Because he was performing bhajan of chanting the holy names. Absorbed in separation from Krishna. Now, just like you can imagine, some of you may have the experience, if someone who is very dear to you dies, then you just don't feel like doing anything. You don't want to eat or drink, or you just have no feeling to do anything. Even you might be thirsty, but you don't want to drink. You just don't. Your consciousness is just overwhelmed by the enormity of the loss of a dear one. So Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, his vairagya was like that. Feeling separation from Krishna, it was a feeling that just didn't go away. Like when someone dies who's very close to you, you don't want to eat, you don't want to sleep, you don't want to drink, you don't want to talk to anyone, you're just completely overwhelmed. But after some time you adjust to the situation and life goes on. But Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, his vairagya was not the vairagya of a devotee who is trying to become Krishna conscious, but his vairagya was the vairagya of a devotee fully absorbed in separation from Krishna. So he may say, well, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he sometimes dressed in very nice clothes and he lived in comfortable rooms in the Gauriya Math. So it would seem that he was not on the same level of advancement. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur employed the principle of yukta vairagya. That means, anasaktasya vishayanya taham upayanjataha nibandha krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagya muchyate. Without being attached to anything of this world, if one sees how everything can be used in the service of Krishna, that is called yukta vairagya, or applied detachment. Because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had to fulfill the mission of the previous acharyas of preaching Krishna consciousness, he lived in this world as if he was not, in some ways it appears that he was not detached from it. He did. He did what was required for preaching. So today especially we pray for the mercy of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. To bless us with non-attachment to this world. And total attachment to Krishna. And that we can serve the mission of His followers. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada.